This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal funding cuts to the National Institutes of Health could dramatically affect Colorado health research and put upwards of $100 million at risk. Funding caps announced Friday would limit indirect funding of research projects to 15%. That money pays for research infrastructure like maintaining labs, securing data, and daily operations. The University of Colorado says that could cost it more than $85 million a year, especially at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus and affecting patients.
People who are struggling and suffering from things like cancer, brain injuries, mental illness, and heart disease.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined 21 other attorneys general in a lawsuit challenging the cuts. Colorado Mesa University is getting a big influx of cash to help find solutions for water issues on the western slope. The Colorado River District has awarded the university's water center $300,000, which the school will match. The money will support the Ruth Powell Hutchins Water Center, including hiring an executive director. The center helps shape water policy, conservation, and management. A judge has upheld an agreement between the Teller County Sheriff and the ACLU of Colorado in how the sheriff's office and deputies work with federal immigration officials. Both sides have been in a long-standing fight about the role of local law enforcement and how it works with ICE. Teller Sheriff Jason Mikesell says he's now training other agencies to work with immigration officials, too.
So after all these things are said and done from the ACLU, the only thing that they have slowed down is the arrest and detention of known criminals.
The Colorado Court of Appeals upheld that local law enforcement cannot hold people for longer than their sentences at ICE's request, nor are they allowed to make federal immigration arrests. But Teller and other agencies can have officers interrogate any person or process them for immigration violations. This is CPR News and KRCC.